Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, the podcast where we explain phrases that fluent English speakers use so that you can use them as well. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Beth. How's it going, Feifei?
I'm very well, thank you, Beth. Now, the phrase we're going to look at in this programme is off the cuff. There are lots of phrases in the English language with clothes words in them that actually have nothing to do with clothes. And this phrase is one of them.
Off the cuff, yes. So a cuff is the end of a shirt sleeve. It might have buttons or you might need cufflinks for it. But off the cuff means that you do or say something with no preparation or very little preparation. So it's got nothing to do with clothes.
That's right. So I actually have an example for this. In my last class I had at university, my teacher asked me to give a speech to the class, like a reflection. I had no warning and I just said something really short in front of everyone. I can't actually remember what I said, but there was no preparation, so I said it off the cuff.
That sounds daunting. So it was completely improvised. You hadn't planned anything because you didn't know it was going to happen. You probably thanked your teachers and classmates, that sort of thing.
Probably. Beth, have you done anything off the cuff recently?
Let me think. So actually, I go to a Spanish class. And the other day, we suddenly had exam practice. The teacher didn't give us any time to prepare. So when I got to my speaking, I just said something off the cuff. I hadn't planned anything.
I bet you did really well.
I don't know. Here are some more examples of the expression off the cuff.
I was in a meeting with my boss and he asked me in this meeting to explain something quite complicated to the people in the meeting and I hadn't prepared. I had to do it off the cuff.
I've got to do a speech at my wedding and I haven't done any preparation, so I guess I'll just do it off the cuff.
Oh, one of my teachers has called in sick and I'm going to have to teach their class. I haven't done any preparation, so I'll have to do it off the cuff.
Now, it's also really common to use off the cuff as an adjective, particularly before the words remark or speech. Now, if someone makes an off-the-cuff remark, it means they say something without thinking about it first.
Yes, and that actually could get someone into trouble. It could be offensive if you say something without thinking about your words first. So you might have to then apologise and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. It was just an off-the-cuff remark.
Exactly. So, to recap, we've learnt the phrase off the cuff, which means to say something without preparing first.
Yes, and that's all from us. We'll be back next week with another useful English phrase. See you.
Bye.